Judicial watchdog cancels illegal perk, limits court pay and promises payroll audit under Moro Campbell Marks. The Corregedoria Nacional de Justiça moves to annul payments deemed illegal in Goiás, Mato Grosso do Sul, and Paraná after the STF raised alarms about Pendura Calhos in the judiciary. He annulled a new perk created by magistrates, limited the net pay for the Goiás court, and opened an administrative process to audit payrolls. The orders were signed late at night and in the early morning as the STF signaled accountability for payments outside its rules. The Corregedoria, a branch of the CNJ, acted after STF alerts. The Paraná court had published a rule creating the magistrado tutor function, which Campbell called enormously untimely and said it collided with the STF decision. Any funds outside the STF rubrics are illegal, and even a suspended norm creates legal uncertainty. In Goiás, he immediately capped the net pay for all magistrates and ordered an independent payroll audit for the current period, blocking any new personal payments until the audit is done. He warned acts by the court's administrator could be treated as improbidade. In Mato Grosso do Sul, authorities were ordered to present payrolls for all active, inactive, and pensioners to feed an administrative process to audit payrolls. The moves align with the STF decision to curb Pendura Calhos and set payment limits, and come as tribunals weigh how to apply the ruling. Some judges signaled they would challenge STF, asking for delays, while associations say courts are finding the changes hard to understand and implement. CNJ Corregedoria avoided illegal payments and ordered payroll audits after STF warned about Pendura Calhos. Minister Moro Campbell Marks annulled new Pendura Calhos and capped net salaries, calling for a thorough payroll audit. Paraná's creation of a magistrate tutor-like role was deemed inappropriate and against STF rules. Any such pay is illegal. Goiás must cap net pay and stop extra payments until an independent audit, with payroll actions blocked and overseen by the Corregedoria. Mato Grosso do Sul was asked to provide all payroll records for administrative review, as part of oversight. CNJ acts after STF warning on perks. In the judiciary, the Corregedoria Nacional de Justiça CNJ ordered the cancellation of payments deemed unlawful in three state courts Goiás, Mato Grosso do Sul, and Paraná after the Supreme Federal Court STF warned about Pendura Calhos in the judiciary. The rulings were issued in a set of dispatches signed by the Corregedor between Thursday night and Friday morning. Paraná, new magistrate tutor posts scrutinized in Paraná. The Court of Justice had published a rule creating a magistrate tutor role within several programs. According to officials, the move was deemed incompatible with the STF ruling. They noted that any payment outside the STF-approved categories is illegal, and that even a paused act can create legal uncertainty for the judiciary. Goiás, net pay cap and payroll audit at the Tribunal de Justiça de Goiás, the minister immediately set a cap on the net pay for all judges, pegging it at R$46.36619. The cap is to take effect this month, and any excess is prohibited. The measure will stand until a thorough, independent audit of the March and April payrolls is completed. In addition, he ordered an immediate halt to any new personal expenses by the court and required that any such extra payments be approved by the Corregedoria until accounting is settled. Officials warned that actions by the court's management could be reviewed for potential administrative wrongdoing. Mato Grosso do Sul. Payroll records ordered for the Tribunal de Justiça do Mato Grosso do Sul. Authorities were instructed to present payroll records for active, inactive, and retired judges for April. The documents will feed an administrative proceeding opened by the Corregedoria to monitor the court's payments. Conclusion: the CNJ's actions, prompted by the STF warning, reaffirm the judiciary's commitment to legality and accountability. By avoiding unlawful payments, capping net salaries, and ordering thorough payroll audits across Goiás, Mato Grosso do Sul, and Paraná, the CNJ demonstrates that any compensation outside STF-approved rubrics is unsustainable and subject to immediate review. The Paraná move regarding the magistrate tutor role is deemed inappropriate, underscoring the need to align with STF rules. Goiás's net pay cap and independent audit, together with Mato Grosso do Sul's payroll records, illustrate a unified approach to governance and transparency. While some tribunals may seek delays, and others may challenge these measures, the overarching outcome is clearer, more predictable remuneration rules and stronger oversight. This establishes a precedent for rigorous governance of judicial remuneration nationwide, prioritizing legality, clarity, and uniform application of established limits. Frequently asked questions: what did the CNJ watchdog do about illegal payments? the Corregedoria Nacional de Justice avoided payments it found illegal in Goiás, Mato Grosso do Sul, and Paraná after the Supreme Court warned about extra pay for judges. What did Minister Mauro Campbell Marx do in Goiás? He set a net pay cap of R$46,366.19 for all Goiás judges this month, banning any excess. He also ordered a full March-April payroll audit and blocked payroll spending until the audit is finished. Any new perks must be cleared by the Corregedoria. What action did the Corregedoria take in Mato Grosso do Sul? They ordered the court to turn over all April payrolls for active, inactive, and pensioner judges to feed an administrative process that monitors court payments. What happened with Paraná and the new magistrate tutor role? Paraná's court created a new role called magistrate tutor. Campbell called it enormously untimely and said it conflicts with STF rules, making those payments illegal. What STF rules guide these moves? The STF capped which payments can be made to judges and set rubrics for payrolls, including a 35% cap on disbursements. Courts must follow those rules. The CNJ is enforcing them now.